AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another major earthquake hits Nepal, sending people in Kathmandu running into the streets. But this time, the epicenter of the 7.4 magnitude quake is in a remote area near the Chinese border. The April 25th quake killed more than 8,100 people as it flattened mountain villages and destroyed buildings and archaeological sites. The storm that spawned tornadoes in Texas Sunday night is responsible for heavy rain that's led to flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Justin Gibbs says people had to be rescued from high water Monday night in Starr County in southeastern Texas, including in Rio Grande City.
About 15 to 20 people that were helped out of their homes, where there were homes flooded. We had reports of up to a foot of water in people's homes and into businesses. Numerous folks were rescued from their vehicles that drove onto the road.
U.S. Highway 83, a major east-west thoroughfare, was covered by up to 3 feet of water. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin with an eye on easing badly strained relations over conflicts in Ukraine and Syria. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
This is part of our ongoing effort to maintain open lines of communication on all of these issues, where we agree, where we disagree, and they thought this was a good time to meet.
Kerry is scheduled to spend only a few hours in Sochi and then will head to a NATO meeting in Turkey. Many Americans like the idea of the preliminary deal that would limit Iran's nuclear program, but very few people really believe Tehran will follow through with the agreement. An Associated Press GFK poll finds just 3% saying they're very confident Iran would allow inspections of its nuclear facilities and remove plutonium from the country. Doctors in Canada have removed a cancerous tumor from former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's abdomen. This is AP Radio News. There will be a high-level no-show at this week's Camp David summit of Gulf Nation leaders.
The White House is downplaying the decision by Saudi Arabia's king not to attend this week's summit between the U.S. and members of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the decision was unrelated to the summit.
There have been some speculation that this change in travel plans was an attempt to send a message to the United States. If so, that message was not received.
Earnest says the Camp David event will still be attended by high-level representatives from GCC countries who will be empowered to make substantive decisions. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Major League Baseball pumped up security for its game balls this season in the wake of the Tom Brady flap. Starting this year, a league representative watches the baseballs while a clubhouse assistant carries them from the umpire's room to the field. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.